Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Friday, May 20th. Yeah, doing it fucking early. I usually do it late, but today I'm doing it early. And I'm joined by two of my friends, Nick and Tim.
Yo.
Who I actually do the sports podcast Veterans Minimum with.
Not just any sports podcast. The number 86 ranked sports and recreation podcast, baby.
Shit, man. That's right. Number 86. But yeah, the reason why I have them on this podcast is because Tim actually brought something to my attention, and it's fucking great, and everyone needs to hear about it. And if they want to watch it, they could watch it, you know, whatever, it's up to you. But the shit is called Sex Factor, right?
Sex factor,
which, you know, it's like a game show for amateur porn stars. I don't know how did you stumble upon this, by the way?
I was just scrolling through Facebook, and you know that you stumble upon things.
Yes, you do. You see some crazy shit on Facebook, yeah. Man.
Do you remember when Facebook used to have the porno? Like, you'd be scrolling, and it'd be like, a dog, and then, like, some, like, Asian weird porn, like, thing. Do you remember that? But they cracked down on it. They got rid of it.
I remember every once in a while, you'd get, like,
just a dick flapping, and you'd be like, what the fuck is this? I didn't ask for this.
I didn't ask for this one today, please.
You're like, yo, I just want to see how my high school friends are doing. There's a dick waving in my fucking timeline. But yeah, so this thing, it's like a game show, right? So these amateur porn stars, people who have never shot porn before, they show up to this house, and there's two actual porn star judges who judge everything, and they have, like, fuck-offs, I guess. There's challenges, immunity idols.
Yeah, for example, the first one was you had 3 minutes guys versus girl challenge, and you'd have to blow a guy. He'd come in already, you know. Hard.
Yeah, right.
Blazing. Ready to go.
Blazing.
Locked, cocked, and loaded.
Probably got the puffer backstage. And then, you guys know what the puffer is?
Austin Powers thing where you stick it over and
There's a person that blows you to keep you hard in between scenes, right?
Yeah, that's the puffer.
The fuck are
someone's,
you talking
someone's
about?
Someone's job is to just blow soft dicks.
Wait, time the fuck out. You're telling me, so in porn and in the industry, right?
Right.
There's you, the person you're having sex with, and then there's just a random chick who sits in the back like a makeup artist, and when you need some mascara, she comes over and she blows you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. like a makeup artist for your penis.
Right.
Right.
That's amazing. I thought you meant like a penis pump, like Austin Powers. What do those do, by the way?
Don't ask me.
So I'm trying to imagine, like, you put your dick in a pump and then you start pumping. I don't even know what, like, your dick gets thicker. I don't fucking know.
Dude, I was so young when Austin Powers came out, and I remember seeing that and just scarred my life. I'm like, why would anyone use this?
Yeah. And then you got older, you're like, I understand completely now.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
So wait, hold on. So it was guys versus girls.
Guys versus girls. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And if you popped, you lost if you were the dude. And
right.
If you didn't, you won. You won.
Right. Who won?
So, I don't want to give away the first episode.
Listen. Can we just establish? Let's establish something. I think they're all winners in that situation.
They say that after the guy gets eliminated. Well, I guess that gives it away. After the guy gets eliminated, he's like, well, you know, at least you just got a great blowjob.
Yeah.
She made you come in 3 minutes. It must have been amazing.
Dude, hold on. 3 minutes is not a long time.
That's a very short time.
I know.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, the girl's got to be
working. I mean, these are
working.
These are supposed to be professional artists of the beige.
Oh, my God.
BJ sandwich.
Hold on real quick. You know, before we go any further, fastest. What was the fastest? I need to know.
I've ever blown?
No.
I mean, popped.
What is this popped? Like, how, like, what is it, 1980?
They,
like,
use that lingo in the show. I got it in my mind. Yeah, they're like, we got a pop.
Yeah.
The guy's like, English. We got a pop.
So, like, what was the quickest, like, ever, like, embarrassed? Like, usually people, when they lose their virginity, it's like, oh, it was like 15 seconds. It was sick.
I didn't even come when I lost my virginity.
Yeah. So you didn't lose your virginity. Is it sex if you don't?
No, I don't think so.
I
you didn't come the first time?
No.
No.
No, and I fucked for like an hour.
First time.
Let me tell you something. It was
wait.
A
why?
It was a
you
sign
were nervous?
Of things to come. This is my MO, man. I don't.
You don't.
It takes me a long time.
You probably just beat the hell out of it. Then now it doesn't know what to do. Only you can do it now. You hold the sword.
I just say, it just takes me a long time. I can't even use ultra thin condoms. I have no chance if I use an ultra thin condom.
Okay.
You get the new Trojan ones that are like super thin. It's like putting cellophane around it.
Cellophane?
Yeah.
What the fuck is crazy. That?
Cellophane, like, you know, the clear wrap.
Oh. Like.
Like Reynolds wrap.
Saran wrap.
That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. I was still going to say silicone, but that's the wrong fucking thing. But anyway, so on the show, it's more like the real world, actually, where like they're living in a house all together for an extended period of time. They're not like on a desert island or anything. And they're all just fucking and just, it's amazing. I think it's a great idea. I'm going to watch every episode.
Before we move on, my first experience, yo.
Wait,
I might be giving myself
your virginity?
Yeah, I might be giving myself too much credit. Like 90 seconds.
For real?
It was bad.
I think I lost my virginity late. I was 19, about to be 20 when I lost my virginity. Listen, so I think I was just so happy about being in there. I didn't even have time to think about like this feels good. I was just like, I can't believe I'm
this
having
is great.
Sex
yeah.
right now.
That's what me. My everything was tingling. And the first time that I got a cock touch without my hands, I looked at my hands. And I was amazed.
You're like, yo, what do I do?
This is a nice thing that we have going on over here. But everyone's had an experience where it's like, yo, like, tops a minute in.
I'm sure there's...
If it happens often, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That sucks and unfortunate. But there's been times, yo, foreplay might get a little crazy. You're foreplaying for like 30
minutes.
Yeah,
hold on. Yeah.
I'm a foreplayer.
It's happened to me because foreplay turns into like 87 play. And then by the time we do something, I'm like already, I'm already there, bro. Also, can't have that.
I don't know.
Do you remember your first boner?
No, I remember the first time I ever came though.
What was the first thing you ever jerked off to? Because I know mine.
Oh my God.
The
you don't even want to know.
Wrestling.
Yeah, me too.
Sable, Playboy.
Nice. Sable, Playboy. Mine was Desert Heat, Tristratus.
Desert Heat. That sounds like a war.
Yo, who is that? The wrestler. She was a black girl. She had
Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline.
She's got the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When she had the handprints on her boobs.
Great girl.
That was the shit.
Jacqueline. It's funny you say her because there was a match once where she was like on someone's shoulders
yeah.
and someone went to go grab her and
her
whole
shirt.
Top came off.
Tits were out. And you know what was great
about
her?
All the fucking nerds in the crowd went insane.
This is how you know she's a team player too. She didn't even cover it right away.
Nah, she was like, I'm down.
Hands were just out like, what? Oh! And then she put it. So you got like a good like four Mississippi.
Four Mississippi is all you need, really.
Especially when you're that young.
When I was super young, it wouldn't even matter. Like I've said this numerous times. There was like... In my bathroom, like sometimes there's like random magazines just like chilling when you're taking a shit, whatever. And there was a magazine of like
he's talking about like Home Improvement.
Yeah, I'm not talking about like a Playboy,
like
magazine.
A TV Guide.
I swear to God, like TV Guides when they were a thing. And I'm not even trying to sound cliche because of Step Brothers, but like Good Housekeeping, my mom has it. So like, and on any page, yo, it could be a woman with a turtleneck on. But if I see the curvature of a boob, I'm like, that's a tit. That is a tit. And that's all I needed. I was like, well, that is a tit. And that's it. Because, yo, when you're little, you do the weirdest shit.
Does not matter.
Like, you know, like, I'm going to die laughing playing this. But like, you know, so
hey, yo, just the hand motion that you're trying to attempt. They can't see this, but that's
like when you're younger and like you didn't even know about the grip yet. Like you grip it and just like jerk it. You just kind of like pushed on it,
or just like moved it around.
No, or just like pressed it up
fingers.
Against.
I used to use two fingers and like rub the bottom.
Yo, you gotta be kidding. But like just pressing it up against things, like the wall. The ground,
laying down flat on your stomach on the couch.
No, I wouldn't. But
what?
Wait, what?
Is that weird for me?
What'd you do?
You flipped it up. You laid down a little. You laid down on the couch. You like moved side to side a
little
bit.
Oh yeah. No, honestly.
Jeez,
like dry humping.
What's the weirdest thing?
This got weird quick.
Yeah.
No, this is weirder. I used to.
Here we go. You made a pinching.
I used to pinch the top.
Wait, what is that gonna do?
I don't know, man, but I did that the first time, y'all. I won't forget. Desert Heat was on. Trish was looking fine.
And you were just pinching your shit?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, like some, you know, something leaked out, and then that was it.
Yeah, like the little like dog. They call it dog breath or dog. Something like that.
The fuck are you talking about, Dick?
That's what they call
dog
it. The
breath.
First time,
yo, I'm starting to get worried about you.
The first time like, you ever come, they call it like something that has dog in front of it. I can't remember what. I'm
I know, but
I'm
still remember.
In a second.
Still remember Trish. looking fine as hell.
First time I ever came, I was playing. He's not my roommate, but I was playing catch with a baseball with my friend Nick, and we decided. hold on. This gets not. This gets better.
So, I hope so.
So we decided we're gonna play football. He's like, all right, I'm gonna go to my house real quick, and I'm gonna get the football. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go inside and get something to eat or something. We'll get something to drink. And my computer was on, so I'm like, oh, let me look at a picture of a naked wrestler. So I look at a picture of a naked wrestler. And
in the middle of baseball and football?
No, he's at his house now.
Oh, okay.
And back then, jerking off before I could come was just like, okay, I'll just rub it for a little while.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was rubbing it for a little while, and then all of a sudden I was like, whoa, this feels, like, intense. Whoa, this
right,
is...
Right, right.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Ah! And then that little came out, and then literally as soon as it came out, my doorbell rings. I got the football, Timmy.
Yeah. Like, what'd you do?
Give me a second. I'm bleeding. I'm taking a shit.
It's white.
I'm bleeding.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that. But, you know, I've done a bunch of weird shit. Like, I remember one time in the shower, I used shampoo. I had a clean dick that week, let me tell you. Listen, you jerk off with shampoo, you're good for like a month. Your shit just smells like Pantene forever.
Oh my god! Doesn't that sting?
Yeah, no, I mean, if I get air in the tip of my dick, it'll sting. That definitely, I was taking a risk there. So, but I was good. I don't know. I just, you know.
What's the count on in a day?
Oh, the most in one day?
Yeah.
See, I'm not a lot. Like, I tell people, like, dudes have asked me this. They're like, dude, what's the most you jerked on one day? And I think for me, it was, like, four. Which is, like, you know, most girls would be like, what? Because four is, like, four. But, like, to us, we're like, dude, yeah, you stayed home sick from school? Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you dude. Give yourself a three-hour time window in between each one?
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't think I could physically go for five.
I could do five. I did five.
What was it? Yours was five?
Five was my record.
What was yours?
Six.
And I stayed home from school.
We got a four, five, six. Y'all,
dude, it might have been.
Nick's like, I didn't even stay home from school.
Yo, now that you said school, I'll get to that right after this. But yo, because like, yo, my parents are out there, even till this day, my parents are out the house until like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I would stay home from school and just jerk off sessions like once every 2 months.
I'll do you one better.
And with the volume up, because no one was coming home.
Boy. Yo, you know what's crazy about that? That you say that? I can't even do that.
Guys, it's a game changer.
If I'm home by myself, I still can't have the volume up. I can't do it. I get nervous. I'm like, what if the neighbors can hear me through the walls?
I don't put the volume up at all. It kind of freaks me out.
Dude, you know what's crazy?
It does. Like you hear the moans, and you're usually home alone when you're jerking off. At least I am. And then you hear the moans, and then they echo, and you're like, whoa, what was that? Now I got to go in the fucking...
You do get paranoid.
I got to go in the living room with a hard dick and check what was in there. What if someone's actually in there? I'm going in there with a hard dick now.
Yeah.
Let's leave it on a reasonable level.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. I hate that, yeah.
Especially because my roommate's right next to me, too. He could just hear everything.
Yeah, he probably knows you beat it all the time.
But, yo...
I got a girlfriend now, so I have to... I've scaled back.
Yeah, yo, once a day.
I am not... this story I'm about to tell you right now, I am not bullshitting you. You can ask Dominic because he was in my class. Yo, seventh grade, right? There was this kid. He would, like, wear long-sleeve shirts, and he put, like, his hands, you know, through his shirts where it's, like, you know, like, you're so armless kind of looking.
Oh, my God.
Yo, no joke. This kid was sitting in the back of the class, and he would jerk off every single day, at the same time. He would just put his head, like, in his shirt, and he would go ham. And then every day he would get up to use the bathroom with a closed fist. And, like, the first couple times, like, yo, why is this kid always using... And then eventually it turned out that that's what was happening. And this kid was a savage. He did not stop. We all knew he was beating off in the back of class. This kid was doing it. Yo, shout out to him for having the balls to do that. But that's...
Yo, that's out of control.
In class. Ruthless, man.
Literally and figuratively.
Where's the weirdest place? I'm not a weird guy either.
Yeah, I'm not a big weird place.
I've never been like at a baseball game like, I got to just...
Yeah.
I've had seventh inning stretch.
I'll tell you what, the weirdest situation of jerking off in my entire life was I jerked off in the same room as two of my friends one time.
Wait, so they were in the room?
Yeah, I was a little kid, and we had just got the Spice Channel.
That was a glorious day. This is what would happen.
We had the analog one, and if you kept going 65, 65, 65, eventually it unscrambled and you got it. And one day we magically got it. So one of us went behind the couch, and the other one went behind the other side of the couch.
Wait, this was like a planned thing?
We were like, yo, we're going to get boners. We don't want to see them. And we all ended it. We all were like, did you jerk off? Like, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Who were like 14?
Time out. So someone went, yo, did you guys do that?
If you and knew my like, friend, yeah. If you knew my friend that was there, the one dude, like, I don't even want to call him out. Let's call him S.
Yeah.
He had no shame when it comes to this. He was talking about weird places to jerk off. He worked at a Italian meat store, and he went in the bathroom and jerked off. This is gonna be gross. I'm just warning. And the guy was like, "You've been in the bathroom for forever. Get out here." He's like, "Okay, 1 second." He's like, "No, out here right now." So he could not wash his hands. He's like, "Go make the breadcrumbs."
Oh, stop.
Made the breadcrumbs. Damn, son. No hand wash.
Mad people just fucking tasted some of his DNA.
The breadcrumbs were a little salty that day.
Yeah, a little bit. God, that's bad, yo. My bad.
It wasn't me. I promise.
Someone else, my friend.
It was S.
But that's hilarious, yo. That story of you and your friends, and then you guys like kind of met in the middle, like.
Now we were done. Back then, we couldn't even, like, we were so young, we couldn't even jizz. So like,
yeah.
Jerking off ended when you were just tired of it. Like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh my
God. So you're
done.
So you can check it. Like, hey.
I don't really remember much.
I got you at a weird place.
Oh, God.
Wait,
when I said school before, you're like, yo, I'll come to.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the kid that jerked off.
Oh,
in school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a fucking strange story.
That is a strange place.
I once jerked off at the mall. I was like,
yo,
mad young and shopping with my mom. I just went.
Time out.
This was like the peak of jerking off. Like, it was like.
Oh, yeah, it's the glory days.
Minimum, like. 15 times a week.
Damn.
So, yeah, like,
that's,
I couldn't even
twice
walk
a day, and one of those days you're like, fucking three.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, yo. Went to the mall during. She's like, I'm gonna go try on some clothes. I was like, ah, yeah, cool. Went with no magazines, nothing. That's how you know I was like,
the
a
thought,
fiend.
Yeah.
Just a thought. One image in my head. Trish Stratus.
That's
once
all
again.
You need.
Could you guys do that now? Like, no image, like, no phone, just thoughts.
If I was in the shower.
In the
shower? I can do it in the shower.
You beat it in the shower?
Yeah. But
that's just gross because you have
why?
A... Yo, would you
there's
believe
no
me
cleanup.
If I told you I never in the shower?
Why?
I've done it.
Do it.
But like, I
get
don't...
some baby oil too.
I've done it
stuff.
Like less than six times.
Yeah.
So five.
Definitely five. Nah, yo, never in the shower. I'll do the where like I'm taking a dump, jerking off. And
wait, time the fuck out.
What?
Yeah, right. Do you take a shit and jerk it at the same time?
Dude, I once ate a sandwich while I was taking a shit.
Yeah, I know that. That's fucking disgusting. How do you beat it and take a shit at the
now,
same time?
Now, if you eat a sandwich, beat it, and shit at the same time, now that's a fucking feat.
That's impressive, too. No, mad shit going on. Literally, too. Just.
Yeah, yo, that's terrible. That's disgusting.
Yeah, man. And then you just
you're disgusting.
The garbage can right there.
I don't even want to be friends with you, son. How do you take a shit and jerk it? Like, those are two separate moods.
Oh. I can't even. If I smelled shit, my dick would go limp right away.
No, you flush the toilet. You're chilling.
Oh,
yo,
man.
Listen. let me tell you something about Trish Stratus. Number one all time draft pick for me. She's my number one dream. Anything.
She's Greek.
Greek.
She could take her home to mama.
She could wrestle.
She could
wrestle. She could put me in any submission she wants.
She probably kicked the shit out of you.
Yeah,
honestly.
Good. I love
you guys,
it.
You guys ever been like in a submissive situation sexually?
No, but I've gotten spit on.
Oh, shit.
I did a podcast with Davino, and we talked about that. Some girl asked him to spit in her mouth.
But this is
the funny part. So that he tells me that, right? He tells a story on the podcast. He says that some girl asked him to spit in his mouth, and he's like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if she wanted like you know, when a bully would hold down a nerd and just like do the long line of spit. He's like, or she wanted me to like spray spit like a pff, you know what I mean? So he's like, I was like, so which one did you do? He's like, I did the line. And he's like, and I did it, and she didn't say anything. Like, she didn't say thanks. She didn't say, like,
thumbs up.
Dope. Yeah, she didn't do any of that. Please. He's like, she didn't say anything, so I don't think she liked it. She bit off more than she could chew. That's intense, man.
Yo,
girl spit in your face.
I was up in Buffalo College, right? Coming back from a party and hooking up with this girl. She's on top of me. And I'm hammered. Like, I'm, like, passed out, you know, barely functioning. It was terrible on my end for sure.
I've seen you in that state. That's the whole
all or nothing,
Nick.
Bro. It's all or nothing when I'm drinking. So this girl's on top of me. We're going at it, and she spits and hits the right side of my cheek. And I swear to you, it knocked me sober right away. Wiped it off. I was like, "What the fuck?" She's like, "You don't like that?" I was like, "No."
I just met you.
That's like, a lot, man.
I was like, what is that?
Honestly, like that takes a lot of balls to like not ask someone if you can spit in their face.
Yeah. I mean, it's better that it happened to you, but like, oh, like
thanks.
No. I'm what I'm saying is like if a dude did that to a girl, it's like way worse. Yeah. Like you just spit in a random girl's face. Like that's insane. It's insanity.
I but feel like it's more expected.
She went out of the... She like was swinging for the fences
and she
on
was
that.
Trying to defend it. Like, you're not into that? I was like, no. Dude, not just spit in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like sticking a ring finger in your asshole like the first time she meets you. It's like, dude, you got to like ask about that.
Nice and... Yeah.
Tim, why are you giving me that fucking look, buddy?
Ring finger.
Yo, you ever been... You ever been...
With the ring finger,
with the ring on or off?
No ring.
Take the ring off. Yo, you've been walked in on?
Yeah.
Which on what?
On you and on the job.
Both.
On the
Nick walked in on me once.
I did in Miami.
You walked in on him having sex.
Man,
yeah.
I was.
I thought you said something like getting caught jerking it.
No. Like he got with some girl and he was supposed to go back to like her place. So it was like 3 a.m. I'm like, yo, I'm going back to the room. I'm shot.
We had stopped by our room just so I could pick up the condom so we can go
back.
That
was the plan. So I'm like, yo, no one's going to be home. Everyone else was out chilling. So it's like 3:15. I walk into the room. I'm like eating something too. I have my head down. I open the door. I take a step in and all I hear is, yo, man, get out. I'm just like, yo, my bad. And Tim is just fucking hammering at this girl. And I close the door and I start laughing my ass off. And I just run all the way down Collins Avenue to meet up with your brother and everyone else. I'm like, yo, I just walked in on Tim. It was fucking hysterical. And then the next day I felt so bad though after. I'm like, yo, my bad. He's like, nah, dude, don't even worry about it.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. This shit happens.
That's so funny. Here's I don't think that's ever happened to me. Has anyone ever caught you jerking it?
Yeah, my mom.
God, ooh. That is like the worst.
There's no escaping that.
Timothy!
And I did the weirdest thing, too. Like, I was so paranoid that she was going to tell someone that I...
You admitted to it?
Like, no, that I got dressed and I kind of, like, we're in...
You chased her down to make sure she wasn't?
We're in this place, like, it's like a beachfront spot in Jersey.
Great place.
And, like, she has limited access to the place where she goes, so I just kind of shouted her to make sure that she wasn't talking to no one.
So you followed her around?
Kind of followed her around.
And then scolded at her.
No, I didn't even admit it. I just kind of let it rock. I'm like, all
right.
Wait,
so what happened?
Now.
So you were doing it. She walks in.
I porn on the TV. I was jerking off in the bed, and she just door open. I forgot to lock the door.
And what happened?
It's my fault. She didn't. She just acted like she didn't see anything. I acted like nothing happened. We moved on.
Wait. So she. Oh my God! You both walked in. And we're like, okay, none of this. We didn't. This is not happening. Wait. So
strange things
happen. She walked in. Wait. She just opened the door, saw, and shut it.
Yeah, I mean, she has every right to open the door if it's not locked. I should have locked it.
No. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So she opened the door. Did she take any steps in?
So luckily, there was like a buffer. It's the door, and then there's this bunk bed, and then I was in the bed. That's like the bunk bed was. In front of the door, and then you had to go around the bunk bed to get to my bed. So she saw the porn on the television without a doubt, though. Without a doubt, she saw the porn. And it was like the softcore porn that was on like Showtime on demand.
No penetration, just a lot of like body rubbing.
Yeah. It's like a whole bunch of like could be penetration. When you're a kid, you're like trying to convince yourself that it's penetration. Like, yeah, this is real.
Like, no.
And then you see this like a dick.
Yeah.
It was so funny when you would see the dick in the softcore porns, and you're like, man, the dick's right there. You couldn't do any tricks with the camera not to show the dick. Like, there's clearly a soft dick, and that guy's acting like he's putting it in something.
Yo,
that's got to be the weirdest job, to like fake have sex with someone.
Yeah, right.
Like in movies when you do sex scenes, it's got to be the worst thing ever because they wear like socks and shit over their shit.
I don't know. Like Khal Drogo got to doggy Emilia Khaleesi. Clarke.
Yeah.
I would, if I was him, I'd be like, all right, so I'm going to touch the boob. I'm going to get some ass in my hand and then I'm going to go later and
Yo, you're all about saving memories in the bank.
You
got to
save the memories in the bank. It's like,
I've never done that. I'm always like, I live in the moment, Tim. You know what I mean?
When you're jerking off, you live in the moment. What are you gonna do?
Everything, bro.
Hold on. So when you jerk off to nothing, where you're just looking at your dick in your hand, and you're like, yeah.
No, I don't
jerk off. You got to think of something.
Listen, I don't jerk off to nothing because it's 2016 and I'm not a fucking sociopath. Fucking psycho.
Bro,
who
have
the
you
fuck
seen
stares
this
at the ceiling just like, well.
You seen this kid's iPad? He has 20-inch screen on that thing.
Yeah, my iPad's huge.
High def, virus free. We're doing it big.
Forget about it. My text messages are lined up on that thing. And the group chat, forget it. It's on fire.
Yo,
I'm trying to have fun over here by myself. The group chat wants to talk about all kinds of shit. And I see the messages keep popping up. I'm like, dude, fuck all these kids.
iPad, high def and all that. Yo, I never had someone walk in on me jerking it. But remember when Frankie was in the room over in my closet? And apparently I turned into Triple H when I was
on that. Dude, so listen. Listen to this story, okay? We were super young. My dog just like flew down the stairs. I think he's dead. So.
Yo, crazy. This was like 10 years ago. Like legit 10 years ago.
How old were you? Like
I was 15.
15, yeah. 16? So we were mad young, right? So he's older than me and Frankie. He's a year older than us. So we're like, yo, we knew he was going to have sex with some girl at his house. So we're like, yo, let's put someone. Davino was the one who was in there.
Yeah.
Which is funny because my listeners know who Davino is. So we took Davino. We're like, yo, go into Nick's house. And just hot. We were at his house.
We were all chilling at my crib, and then I was like, yo, this girl's coming over at like 6 o'clock. I was like, you gotta go.
So you gotta leave.
Everyone left. Davino went into my
mom's room in the closet.
The apartment buildings, it's like the mom, my parents' room and my room are like literally right next to each other, you know? So he went and like laid behind the bed. And anyway, I'm chilling with the girl for like 10, 15 minutes, and, you know, we knew why she was there.
Hold on. While this is happening, they're in the room. Davino's in the closet hiding, right? And we have him on the phone because we called him and he picked up. So just it was like a walkie-talkie, and like only one of us had like a cell phone back then. I forgot who it was, but we were talking to him, and I have the phone, and I remember Davino going like, "I don't want to do this anymore. I want to get out of here. I want to leave."
now mind
you, we're like, "Yo, you gotta stay."
Another thing, my parents are in Greenport, like deep the end of Long Island. Like they're like 2 hours away, so I know for a fact there's no one home.
Yeah. So then he's like, "I don't want to do this. I gotta get the fuck out of here." So we're like, yo, it's fine. Just stay in there. We're like across the street now. We like left and walked up the block and around. And then we just came right back and like sat outside and looked at his house like we could see anything. And we're on the phone with Davino. And Davino's like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And then apparently Davino heard him say, "Are you ready?"
So ever since then, Frankie's like, yo, apparently this kid turns into Triple H when he's about to have sex. Are you ready?
But didn't Davino try to like run out in the middle?
So what happened was Frankie comes up to my door and I hear keys, and the girl's like, oh my god, someone's here. I'm like, yo, there's no way. Like my parents, like even when they're out of the house for work, they never come home like an emergency or nothing. They put their hours in, they no exception. So anyway, I hear keys. I'm like, yo, what's going on? So I go to the front of my house and all I see is all these morons running up and down, chasing each other. And then all I hear is, ah, this girl starts yelling. And I turn back around and I look at the door and Davino's over there. And he does one of those things like you see in a movie where he looks to his left, looks to his right, looks at me and then sprints out of my house. So he's out the house. And then, like, this girl's, like, all paranoid and shit. I'm laughing my ass off because it's Davino. And I'm just like, yo, the fact that I don't know where he was in the house. I find all this out after. And then they're running all over the place. And then Frankie went into my closet. Right? It was Frankie that went into the closet?
I don't know. Just keep in mind, by the way, this girl, we were all friends with.
It wasn't just some random girl.
Like,
yeah, like, they knew her.
Yeah, like, we knew. Like, it was funny because we all, like, were friends with her. But yeah, Frankie went back into your closet.
He went back in and he was like, yo, I saw this kid's asshole at one point. Yo, and there was another time where the same girl, we were chilling in her car and she had picked us up from somewhere and dropped us off at like Frankie's crib. And Frankie was in the back of the trunk and it was just me and her sitting outside of St. Francis.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, you know, being flirty with her. And they all make fun of me for how I talk. They'll be like, damn, you know.
It's like, damn, yeah, you're one of the most beautiful girls like, that I've met in my life.
I'm like spinning game to her, and Frankie's in the trunk. And then he goes, yo, that's fucking terrible. And just gets out. I'm like, wait, why are you still here?
Wait, hold on. You heard him in the trunk?
I didn't know he was there. So I was just trying to flirt with him. I'm like, yo, so what's up? Are we going to do something? You know, this and that.
And he's in the trunk.
Frankie's
and
in
you
the
hear,
back.
And
it,
you
it
hear
was
him?
Like those Jeeps, you know. So he's not really in the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
He's like in the back of the car. Yeah. And he's like, yo, that's fucking terrible. Get me out. And I was like, yo, you weren't supposed to be here.
Okay, yo, that's amazing. I didn't know that story.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, you're one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen in my life. Your eyes are like the stars and shit, you know?
This kid took my phone when I met this girl in Vegas.
Oh, my God, dude. This is the best story. We went to a bar in Vegas called Coyote Ugly. Obviously, it's like a bunch of girls dancing on the bars and shit. Mm-hmm. So we go in there, and there's these two women that are just standing there, and they were just like, they were older. They were like 40, something like that. And they weren't like the most attractive people, but they were like talking to us. We were like, whatever, we're just having fun. And him and Frankie, we're talking to them and just whatever. And we left and they stayed with them. So we left. And then later that night, Nick comes back to the room. It was me and him in the room. And I'm like, yo, whatever happened to those girls? He's like, oh, they left. We were like, we were supposed to meet up with them or something like that.
Yeah, but they live deep. So like imagine like from here to like LIC is where their hotel was.
It was far.
So you're talking about like a 2 mile walk. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So we're like, yo, fuck it. So I was like, can I have your phone? And I'll text her. And if they want to meet up, we'll meet up with them. And he's like, all right. So I take his phone. I'm like, hey, what's up? No answer. I'm like, what are you doing right now? No answer.
It was like 4 a.m, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, 4 a.m. Might have been 5.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys want to go to a club? No answer. So then like 20 minutes goes by, no answer. And then I just write back, I think I love you. No, I was like, I hope we see them tomorrow.
Yo, I knocked out immediately. So then the next morning, I was like, yo, where's my phone? He's like, here. And then I looked at it. I was just laughing my ass off.
I just said, I think I love you. But yeah, man. God damn. Let's wrap this up because it's
a lot of jerk-off stories.
A lot of jerk-off stories. A lot of dick shit. Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
I was going to, and then it got gross, so I'm just going to stay out of that.
Nah, we'll plug the podcast once again.
Yeah, you
Veterans
guys,
Minimum.
Yeah, yeah,
I know Joey does it enough, but...
Head it over to Veterans Minimum. It's the sports podcast that we run. It's a lot of fun.
We even throw in some jerking off bars there, too.
We do.
We do it all.
We talk... Yeah, it's mostly about sports with... some of this shit thrown in there.
It's like high school. Sports with a sprinkle in some jerking off. There you go.
Yeah, and that's all. And thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.